Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel. He joins us every week for a little look into what is happening with our state legislature. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Chrissy.
Governor Haslam has turned in his proposal for the state budget. That saw a little controversy last week as he let us know that this year's budget was going to see cuts as well as next year's budget, and that teacher raises and state employees' raises are not going to happen this year.
Well, as you say, the governor back in February outlined a budget proposal that included some pay raises for teachers, some increased allocations of money for higher ed. And then in his proposed budget amendment that he produced last week, he took those back. He also is going to raid a bunch of reserve funds and take money from various boards and commissions to balance the budget. And this has gotten many legislators unhappy. To some extent, on a bipartisan basis, say, well, this is almost a broken promise, Governor. You told us you were going to give pay raises to teachers and state employees. You made raising teacher salaries a top goal of the administration, and now you're not doing that. The fiscal reality is that the governor has to do something, and that is what he's chosen to do.
If the legislature doesn't like that aspect of his budget, can they change it? How does that work?
Yes, they can. If they can come up with a consensus and get 50 votes in the House and 17 in the Senate, they can change it. Of course, Tennessee is required by its state constitution to have a balanced budget. Ergo, if you are going to do away with the reductions the governor has proposed, there presumably need to be new revenues or other reductions to balance things out. Or you can always raid the state's rainy day reserve fund, which the governor resists, thinking we need some money still in the bank. There are options. My guess is there will be a lot of concern and perhaps some angry rhetoric, but ultimately they will probably go along with what the governor wants to do, by and large.
So do you think they will start looking at the budget this next week, or will they finish up other legislative duties and then start looking at the budget?
They'll be doing both. The finance committees will be operational and dealing with bills and working on the budget. They've already had a series of budget hearings by department, down into the details, and working on that this week. Next week is probably adjournment week for the General Assembly. Right now, I guess Thursday of next week, April 17th, might be a good day for them to wrap it up.
Going to be here before we know it.
It is. They're moving along rapidly, putting in long days and dealing with lots of stuff.
All right. Well, here's a question. Part of the reason that Governor Haslam was cutting the budget is that tax revenues have seen a drop of quite a bit. So now the talk is that there will be an investigation of why business taxes are shrinking. Is the legislature going to be involved in that investigation?
Not at the outset, but ultimately, yes, they will be. The state has collected about $260 million less than it anticipated at this point for the current fiscal year. Most of that loss has come from the franchise and excise taxes on business. They are down about 20%. That is what the governor has asked the Department of Revenue and its Commissioner Roberts to look into, and they are tackling that. He says this could be part of a cycle, or maybe there's something fundamentally wrong with the business tax system in Tennessee that needs to be changed. Governor Bredesen used to get a lot of criticism from Republicans. By each year, he would have what is called a technical corrections bill, which was designed to close loopholes that businesses had found each year. They have creative lawyers always looking for ways to reduce their tax burden. The Bredesen technical corrections bills was credited with saving about $300 million a year in lost revenue for the state. Governor Haslam has not done technical corrections bills. Now, that is one suspect, at least. He acknowledges they want to look at that to see if businesses have found new creative ways to exploit loopholes in the law and avoid paying their taxes.
Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Chrissy.